I was really excited to discover that there was some curated audio boo conversation. And I discovered this being done by Nick Holloway Vox, who's been listening to audio boos. And then whilst he's making his own audio boos, actually using clips that people have commented to reinforce what he's saying into his stream. So a little bit of on-the-fly audio editing going on there, or playback. And I really liked it, and it just made me think about the consumption and production equation and that balance. And for me, I've been striving to increase my output or my production quantity and maintain quality. This kind of came about. I did an audio boo a couple back about consistency versus relentlessness, which is the audio boo that Nick Holloway Vox picked up on. And I discovered this whole world of curated audio boo. One of the nice audio boo conversation streams that's going on there is just about the boo and the affection to which the boo is referred to and the regard it is held in. And these kind of record and reply communities is something that I've never really grasped. Seismic was a similar one before that faded away, but it's re-emerging as Keek. So you record a message, people watch it, they record back, and it's real time, but not quite real time, but it is real time. It's been a really difficult one for me to get my head around, but audio boot is a very similar arena to that. And I remember somebody explained Seismic to me as video Twitter. And I guess, you know, audio boo is audio Twitter. You can watch what everybody's saying, but you can also follow your friends. But it's a lot more focus. And I think it's that consumption side that I'm really starting to balance my equation on. Because although I'm starting to be able to produce content and get over my fears of exposure, but the consumption, and to do that well, is another issue, because it does take time. And again, people say, where do you find time? When you want to do something, when you're interested in what someone's got to say, you make time. You look at the things that you're already doing that take up your time, and you decide if they are less or more important than the thing you don't have time to do. Or you do the other thing faster, so you can fit in a bit of media consumption. Anyway, yeah, really interesting. And say thanks again, Nick, for starting these conversations. And I did record a response back to the one that you did to me, and I recorded it on my desktop machine, my laptop, and it didn't work, microphone didn't work, but essentially what that was, I'd been thinking a lot about what Nick had said about revealing something new, about using interviews and media to discover new things about yourself or the person that you're talking to. And I kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And because I hadn't made a response before to an audio boo, there was that little nervous edge of a barrier coming down, or an exposure of something inside, which I'm not afraid of. But I do still come up against those hurdles and those knots. And you have to kind of grab them and deal with them. And I thought, right, I'm going to just do it. So I did one, and then it didn't work. So that was what that was about. I'm going to stop now, because I have indeed reached the top of my boo street. And I'm going to say farewell.